Blog Talk Radio.
Empty promises, I'm kinda lit. Leather jeans with the zippers looking like a stylist. A couple dollars, what a dream, looking at my wallet. First class Gucci luggage sitting with
when you
call it. Pull up, yeah, nice like this. I remember nights like this. Get a bite right quick, talk about life right quick, take a home pipe right quick. It was nice like this. I will be calling your phone. You said your house is my home. You ain't called me rich. Everybody else did. At work every day, but your nails did nice like this. Made me think we was together. Now I gotta write you this letter. Nice like this, I don't feel so rich. I'm sick, damn, missing my bitch. But it is what it is on nights like this. I don't really got no friends. I can't afford loose ends. I can't keep all of this in. On me, that's who they depend on. Nights like this. On nights like this. On nights like this, on nights like this, on nights like this, on nights like this. I said I'm your soldier, can't believe it's over, that went quick. I can't disrupt shoulders, couldn't get no closer, me and you. You said you won't leave, right before you left. Nights like this, it's like no one's left. Act like I'm not stressed when I lost you. Damn near lost myself, you was like my left. Like this, I take three more shots. Fuck that shit, we lit on nights like this. Balenciaga my kick, cherry rig on my hip, cause that's just how I'm feeling. You got me all in my feelings. I come alive like a villain on nights like this. I might tip too much drip, tenant whips. Who you with? Ballin' Knicks, go bracelets and Vips, backwards zips. On nights like this. On nights like this. On nights like this.
On nights like this.
Alright, we here, we here. Welcome everybody to
What's
another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series. It's brought to you by none other than the USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We got a special guest, my homeboy Rich Abb, just dropped his new album. It's everywhere. It's crazy. It's called Every Day We Rich. So we're here to talk about that, and the song that we just heard was Nights Like This. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man?
Man, it's a pleasure and an honor to speak with you, bro. How you feeling?
I appreciate it, man. I feel good right now, man. It's a beautiful Sunday, you know, Sunday fun day. I'm just out here living my best life, man. I ain't here to go back and forth for nobody, you feel me?
Yes, sir. Sunday is like this.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
It's going to
turn
into a Sunday night, though.
For those who don't know, man, Rich Abb, he been doing his thing, On the Verge, new wave, new age artist. Just dropped a new album, Every Day We Rich. I want to give people some background about, you know, where you come from in New Jersey and everything, and how you actually got your foot in the game. So take us back to when you really felt like, you know, music, this is my calling, this is what I want to do, is my career. Like, what pushed you into it?
Well, I was born in Philly, you know. And being around, just like, I went to school in Jersey, though, so it's just like being around that whole tri-state area. It's like we very, like, fashion forward, and, you know, we very into music and everything like that. So, like, around 2000, you know, like 2008, that's when Meek was, you know, coming up. And we really, really, really watched him come from nothing, like, and to rise like that. So I was about 15, 16 when I first really started actually writing my own lyrics, because I used to just, like, listen to songs and just literally take those lyrics and just change them into mine, but take the same format though. But like, I started writing my own songs when I was like 16. So when I graduated high school, I just was like, you know what, this is what I'm gonna do, but I'm not going not go to school still. I'm gonna still go to college, you know, and just try to make it geared towards what I really want to do. So I just try to, you know, think about it. Do I want to be an artist? I know it's like a lottery, or do I want to like go on the business side of music? But I never stopped writing though. So I just was like, this got to be what I really want. I never stopped, man. I'm here now. I'm just looking back how far I came down, as you said it. Like, I was posting music everywhere, YouTube, and what was around back then, Reverb Nation. I was posting on SoundCloud when it first started, you know, first started popping or whatever. But now that I'm on digital platforms and everything, it's just like everything is going my way. I never seen myself going this far with music. So seeing myself come this far is just like, it's crazy. And I just graduated school in May, so it's just like,
yeah.
I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, congrats on that, man. I was just about to congratulate you for actually, completing your schooling and graduating, and then you dived into the music, like, straight from there.
Yeah, because everybody be saying they want rap, but if you really, really, really want to get into music and everything like that, you gotta know the insides of music. You gotta know the business side. There's contracts involved. There's a lot that go into it. It's not just rapping. It's not just writing every day. It's not just shooting videos. No, it's so much that go into it, man. As far as marketing and, you know, distribution and contracts and royalties and stuff like that, man. It's crazy. I had to know the insides myself before I got myself involved.
Wow, so I heard you say that music has always been a career choice. So even since college. So that's basically you. Normally what people do is they do the music first and then they learn the business as they go. But I'm glad to see somebody actually like being a student of their craft and knowing what they're getting into before they actually, you know, start dropping albums after albums.
Of course. I ain't want to go in blind, man. That's a...
Word. So, man, let's talk about the sound, because the sound is like extra, extra unique, trippy, wavy, all that, you know. How do you stand out in a crowd of, you know, nowadays climate is to do, you know, what everybody else is doing? How do you stray away from the pack and set yourself apart with it?
I just be like catching myself. Like I catch myself writing bubblegum. I call it bubblegum rap still. Like I catch myself writing stuff here and there. It's just like I heard it before. Like I don't want to hear nothing that I heard before. I mean, even though I love to hear it, it's just like I'm only 23, so I'm still like, you know, I'm still trying to make music that I want to hear. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, the crowd right now, all the young guys, they all around my age. Everybody really popping right now. And as far as they sound, I don't even really, you know, pay too much attention to they sound because, you know, I want to do my own thing. I don't want to come into the game and just be a part of what's going on. I want to be timeless. I want to, like, you know, set my own waves and set my own trends. So when I'm writing and everything like that, I'm just keeping that in mind, you know, just not being like anybody else that's popping right now. As much as I want to, you know, sound like him and, you know, I know what's going to sell, I'm just trying to, you know, keep away from that. Because I know what's going to sell. It's just like you got to do your own thing, though. I can't just, you know, if I come in the game sounding like everybody who popping right now, what do I do next?
So now we got these 10 dope tracks, Everyday We Rich. That sounds more like a lifestyle.
That's
like that's like a movement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I checked the channel on YouTube and the webisodes and everything. So just explain what you're doing with that, Everyday We Rich, that concept.
Everyday We Rich is just a concept I came up with like a year ago, and it was just like, I was just telling myself every day, no, I'm going to wait till I get some real money to do what I want to do. And I just thought about it, like, I'm not really happy. Like, so when I actually just said, you know, I'm just going to do what I want to do now because, you know, tomorrow's not even promised. Like, feel me? So I just started doing what I wanted to do now with the last of the money that I had in my pocket. Like, I was going out every day. Any bread I would make, I would just spend it right there in the studio, right there and there. Like, I knew what I wanted to do. So it was just like, I didn't mind risking it all. So I'm just trying to keep everybody in tune with their happiness. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be rich as far as money, but as long as you're happy, like, you're rich, you know? Like, every day, just go do what you want to do every day. As long as you keep a smile on your face, that's the only thing that's going to really matter. Like, memories, it's not really about the money and who looks good. And you mean, it's not really about that. It's really about being happy. And that's why I feel like every day I go do what I want to do, whether I got the money in my pocket or not, I'm going to go to the studio with my lads. I'm going to write. I'm going to do everything happy. That's what I know I want to do.
Wow. Yeah, man. Like, that whole concept, when people actually grasp that, those are words to live by right there. Every day we rich.
Yeah.
You know, everybody want dough, but they never happy with what they got right in front of them.
Exactly.
So that's what
exactly.
We need to do as a people is just, man, just just look at ourselves as kings and queens already before the dough, and then it's just going to come. Yeah. Like, it's going to gravitate towards you. The universe is going to feed off that positive energy, and,
exactly.
and whatever
that's
you want
is
going to come to
you. Beyond the music. I was trying to do it beyond the music. Like, I just started doing recently clothing and food drives for the homeless in Miami. Like, I'd be going to Wynwood every couple of weeks, and I just go take clothes to them and take, you know, waters and stuff like that. Just, you know, socks, everything, blankets, that kind of stuff. Just to, you know, just give them something. Like, because I'll drive past them, everybody at the bars right around there, and it's like right around the corner, it's just a whole block full of homeless. I'm just like, wow. They got to see people living their best life every day, and it's like nobody even thinks, you know, help them out just because, I mean, that's where they live at too.
Wow.
And I actually got I got one coming up on Wednesday on the 15th. I have a clothing and food drive right down Wynwood. If anybody want to show up in Miami, Florida, 6 p.m. right around Wynwood. So that's what we doing.
Wow. Every day we rich though.
Every day.
I'm gonna go ahead and rock out to the first track on the album, man. It's called Five Freestyle. Go ahead and introduce that joint. We're going to rock out for a little bit and come back and talk about it.
I got you. This is your boy, Rich Ab, Dark Skin LL, Young Rap Denzel, and this is the Five Freestyle intro. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Every day we rich. Yeah.
I try not to get involved. Skirt popping the exhaust. Everyone, every loss. Dripping on me like boss. Dripping on me like ice cream on what face in my brown skin and my blunt laces. She light skin with her wig lace, so I can't tell. Call me Young Rap Denzel. Woo, popping since next tell. All of my dreams in my iPhone. Airbnb in your hometown. I'll call your city my home now. I know that pool will be proud of me. This rapper shit take a lot out of me. Who really can say they would die for me? I get the bag now, think it's sad now. How they hit it, I stayed down. I see my butterfly chain now. My word is bond like I'm James now, no hands now. I'm trying to stay out the way, but they stay in my face now. We all gotta eat, got a plate now. Got a legs crossed and a face down. I don't text, I just FaceTime. Yeah, body nice with a face like. Sneaks laced up, game time, sipping cream soda with a lot of ice. I got kicked out of Cancun, getting by money in a sand dune. When I die, put me in a glass tomb. Niggas just don't like me, no costume. Got a bop to it. Let her bro me, so I gotta watch you put a stop to it. 2016, and it's not a Buick. Ride my own wave, I am not influenced in the cash fluid. And I rap fluent every day, we rich, we gotta get into it. When it left me, I was going through it. Rich put a stop to the whole movement. So groovy, I'm choosy. Lit going up on a Tuesday. Please don't fuck around and lose me. Rolling J's up, no juicy. Lace front with a fake booty. Turn my lifestyle to a movie. Lil Dooley with a Thule. Counting loose sleep, can't school me. Feel like fire racks on a mixtape. I ain't here to tell lies. I feel so alive. You look so behind. Woo. Watch how I carry it. I'm pulling strings like a chariot. Go, y'all just chariot. You should see my DMs. Look like spring break South Beach. Bitch, I know I'm cocky. My hands sharp like Rocky, yeah. Shake it up like Ollie, woo. Drop the ceiling with a bitty in it. Cross body like five in it. One take so you know I meant it. You ain't got it if you never spent it. And it's there sticking like a ticket. Icon where they did a picket. This a five piece for the biscuit. Five seater full of five bitches. Five moms and five sisters. Get pulled, I'ma try to dig it. Drinks spilling in his ashes everywhere. Really heavy head, one of one pair. I was not there, you was.
Woo! Woo! Heat. That right there was Five Freestyle by the homeboy Rich Ab. That's off of Every Day We Rich, that EWR. You can go out and check that out anywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, all that. Man, salute to the flow, bro.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, so, man, so you got a little bit of everything on the album from, you know, lyrical, like the freestyle joint we just played, to the smooth, you know, singing, like the melodies and everything, like Nights Like This and other joints on the album. Can you describe the writing process? Like, how do you write? Do you just do it on the spot in the stew?
I got you.
Or is it you write at home and then come to the stew ready and just knock them all out, boom, boom, boom?
Well, I write every day, so it just, like, it depends how I feel, like. So if I'm writing today, I just know I'm going, you know, when I go to the studio, I'm going to put it with something else. I don't really write. I write full songs sometimes, but, you mean, sometimes I just break it up. I write half of it here, half of it there. I put verses together, But if I want to really want to push a message, I just write it all together at one time. But I didn't did everything. I didn't did it towards. I didn't been in the studio and he showed me a beat. My producer, shout out to him with Fishu Finality. He shows me a beat. He the scientist, man, for real. He play every instrument and everything. He'd make a beat for me right there. Never heard it before, so I got to, you know, see what I got in my phone, or I come up with a song right then and there. And you know what I'm saying? I write it all within 25, 30 minutes. Like, that's what I do. Like, I'm really a writer before anything. You see what I'm saying? So I have no problem writing different flows. It just comes out naturally. I don't even know how to explain it. Even when I be talking and everything, I just come out different ways. I don't even know how to explain it. I just be talking different ways. Like, that's just me as a person, so it's not hard to, you know, be versatile in my music and do different genres, go different ways and things like that. Like, I just try to stay away from being one way and, you know, sticking to one flow and things like that. I just want to be different. Not different, but I just want to be me.
I feel you. I'm a shout out the names on the album just so people get a little, so they feel like they have a little behind the scenes about each and every song that's on the album.
Got you.
So tell us, what's the concept briefly about Five Freestyle, that Five Freestyle we just heard?
Five Freestyle was, like, for me, that was just me getting back into my Philly rapping style. But that was just me just showing them I could still rap. I mean, it's not going to be nothing with a hook on it. I'm going to just show you I know how to rap. I could spit a 5-minute verse, a 20-minute verse. I could just keep rapping all day if you want me to. But that's not what I'm here for. I was just showing them I got that for y'all. But, you know, keep going. See what's next.
A little sample.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Nice Like This, oh, I swear, man, this one. That's a hitter right there. That's like my favorite right
there.
What's that about? What's the concept
that was
on that?
Like, that one was like a literally like a breakup. So like I was just going through like a little breakup with somebody. So it was just, I don't know, I was going through a lot right then and there. So I just wanted to write it out. That's how if I wasn't going to write it, I was going to come at her crazy. So I'd rather just put it in the song rather than come at you crazy. You feel me? I'm not the beef type. I like to say all this stuff. Like, I don't really, I'm not with it. I be chilling.
What about the third track, Too Much?
Too Much? That was like, that's funny that you asked about that, because it came right after Nice Like This. I was just like, all right, I was being too nice and nice like this to this girl. Like, I feel like I was, you know, I was apologizing and all that. Now, this one, I'm going to turn up on her a little bit. That was me giving her the same girl a little bit more energy. That's all that was. Back to back.
What, too much?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What about On It? What's the concept on that?
On It, I wrote, that's actually a part two to a song that I wrote a while ago. I had put it out on SoundCloud before I was even, you know, really publishing my music. But that was on SoundCloud, the part one. So people got to listen to that. It's called On Me. By, you know, Rich Ab On Me, that's on SoundCloud. That thing did like 10,000 views in like 2 weeks. It was crazy. Like, I didn't even know people really like that kind of wave. That was like an island kind of flow. So I just wanted to give them another one like that, because I seen how the crowd reacted to that. I just wanted to give them one more, just to show them, you know, I still got that in me too. A little island vibes.
So a lot of different styles.
Mm-hmm.
What about Body?
Body, that was like a sample of Best of Both Worlds. That was Jay-Z and R. Kelly, Best of Both Worlds album. And that was like one of my favorite albums, because it just was like rapping and singing together. That's one of the first really albums that was bringing rapping and singing together like that. Two guys, you know, but it never really came out of one person until later. But two guys that was doing that together, that was the best. That was the best for me. So I had to really show respect to that. And just show them that I'm on the same wave. I could do both. Best of both worlds.
All right. What's White Girl about?
White Girl is like a... That was like a party song for me. Like, out Miami is a lot of diversity. So that was just like a little salute to the white girls. They'd be out Miami wild. But I love them, so...
What about Ghost?
Ghost, that was Ghost is one of my favorites to write. I wasn't even going to put a hook on Ghost, but it was just like, I got to put a hook on here because I want to make it actually, like, you know, able to touch radios and everything like that. But that was really me giving them my feelings and the real me. Like, if they listen to it, it's just like, is it going to happen? Like, you know, is it real or I'm just dreaming right now? Like, that's all.
Then you got Alive Part 1.
That was storytelling. That was a storytelling type of track. So that one definitely going to have like part 2, 3. That one going to go on for a little while, but that one's like a little, like, it's like a hood track. Like you see what really going from, you know, being from Philly and everything. Is I just wanted to give them a little, you know, a little snippet of what goes on. And typical stories in everybody's hood, so everybody can relate to that one.
So we'll be looking out for that part 2 then.
Definitely look out for part 2. I don't know if I want to do it as a single yet or put it on another project, but I might do it as a single and, you know, start doing the videos for that one. So we'll look out for that too. The visuals for that one is going to be like, I'm not going to talk too much about that. That's going to be self-explanatory. That'll see. You got to look out for that one.
All right, then you got the outro track. You got No Love Left.
Yeah, that one is, it was another one to the same story about the two, track 2 and track 3. That was like closing that out, giving a little bit of closure to that, you know. So, and that was like a sample of what song was that? Young Thug Kill Before. I just love that beat and how he, you know, ran on that. So, I just wanted to put my flow on it. So, that was a favorite.
Word, man. So there you have it. The whole album explained. Gave you a little bit of behind the scenes of that EWR Everyday We Rich by Rich Ab. It's on Spotify right now. All you got to do is go and check it out. It's undeniable talent. Hit them. Let us know what we should look out for. 2018. What's coming up? What else we need to look
out
for?
Strong. I got a concert. I got an Everyday We Rich concert in Coral Gables, Florida, on August 23rd. Tickets online right now. If you go to any of my social media platforms, you'll be have a link to that. So you can follow me on everything at Rich Ab, RichAb with 2 underscores. It's the same on every platform. So follow me. You'll be updated with everything that's going on with me. I got a clothing drive on Wednesday. I already talked about that a little bit. And actually, I got a little surprise coming up. I don't want to talk about it too much, but it's a single. I'm going to drop a single real soon by the time the end of the summer. I just want to end the summer off right, you know?
Word. Now, for the clothing drive, do you have, like, an event page or anything like that where people could really get behind it if they seen it online?
Definitely. I was actually just taking donations on Cash App. That's the only way I could really, you know, I wasn't really trying to make a GoFundMe page. I didn't want, that was just doing too much. I just felt like I wanted to have, you know, somebody around here who's well-known in Miami who could just, you know, help me out with getting people there just to help out, but usually I just go with a small crowd, but if everybody want to help out, they could definitely help me out with donations. I'll be going to, you know, different stores getting waters and snacks and everything like that, food and everything. So definitely hit me with the Cash App. My Cash tag is just Abdul Scott, Abdul Scott, Scott. So you could definitely help out with that, and I appreciate it. So.
Word, man. Salute, man, for everything that you're doing in the community and what you're doing with the music and what you're doing at just being yourself as a man. I appreciate you coming on and speaking with us on the Dopeness Interview Series big time.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Appreciate everybody for listening. Just, you know, be on the lookout for everything that's coming next. It's your boy Rich Head, Dark Skin LL, Young Rap Denzel on everything. Every day
I love it, Dark Skin LL. All right, there you have it. It's Rich Ab, Everyday We Rich. Go ahead and download that on Spotify. Add him on Twitter or IG, RichAb_. You heard? Right, into another episode. It's been another successful episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. If you haven't already went and added us on social media platforms, do so at USA Blog Network. Until next time, y'all, it's been real. We out.
Yeah. Rich Ab.
I try not to get involved. Popping the exhaust. Every win, every loss. Dripping on me like boss. Dripping on me.